You're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
From a jazz veteran and esteemed educator, we begin another new journey into neon jazz together. That was trumpeter and Eastman educator Clay Jenkins with a cut off his 2007 CD, Blue State, called Humble Stumble. In August of 2015, he swung through Kansas City for the citywide Charlie Parker celebration and spoke fondly of the town. During a recent interview with Neon Jazz, this is what he had to say about Kansas City.
I was on the road with Basie and Stan Kenton and Buddy Rich. We'd go through Kansas City all the time. And it seemed like it's just always kind of kept its heritage as a good jazz town. There's more playing going on in Kansas City than just about any town I can think of.
So Clay's career has touched on a wide range of musical experiences. After going to the University of North Texas to get a bachelor's degree in music theory, he immediately went out on the road playing jazz trumpet chair with the Stan Kenton Orchestra. During this time, he recorded 3 live albums. And from there, he moved on to Los Angeles. And in 1978, he was playing live and in studio recording sessions, and he studied with the renowned trumpet teacher James Stamp. While in L.A., he toured with the big bands of Harry James, Buddy Rich, and the Count Basie Orchestra. And he kept the education flowing. He got a master's degree in jazz studies from the University of Southern California in 93, and then he began teaching at joints like the University of Southern California. These days, he's an associate professor of jazz trumpet at the Eastman School in New York and is very active performing and making CDs. Over the years, he's recorded with cats like Milt Jackson, Billy Harper, Peter Erskine, Ray Brown, Bill Perkins, Diana Krall, Kurt Elling, and many others. And it's with that that we welcome you to Neon Jazz. This is your jazz radio host, Joe Domino, coming to you from a town Clay Jenkins digs the most and the home of Charlie Yardbird Parker, right here in Kansas City, Missouri, armed with another hour of tasty jazz music for you. We're not quite done with Clay yet. Here he is one more time back in 2006 off his CD, Matters of Time, with the tune To Blow. Ha ha ha!
Hi, this is Clay Jenkins, and you're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
Thank you.
That was the KC area jazz pianist and educator Michael Pagan with a cut off his latest and very nice 2015 album, The Ottawa Sessions, with the song Hebgen Happy Hour. Right out of Ravenna, Ohio, he was destined for music, being raised in a musical family, and starting very early on with the piano. The music of Art Tatum, Oscar Peterson, Bill Evans, and Miles Davis, as well as Beethoven, swayed his young music brain. He then moved on to Kent State University and learned under James Waters, Thomas Jansen, and Frank Wiley. He has gone on to produce compositions and arrangements on over 150 works, and these days he is a regular on a thriving KC jazz circuit and is an adjunct professor at Ottawa University in Kansas. He directs Bravo, the Ottawa University Jazz Singers, and teaches applied piano and applied jazz piano. Along with Clay at the top of this hour, Michael has some glowing words for the jazz prowess of Kansas City. During a recent interview with Neon Jazz, this is what Michael told me about his feelings on Kansas City.
The jazz scene is always thriving and always evolving. There's always someone coming into town new. There are people who have stayed for a long time. There are always some people saying goodbye. I think that it's a really, really great scene where there are opportunities for one, and the opportunities are what you make them. Pound for pound, you know, kind of say per capita, if there's a way to look at it in such a way where you could do it by scale, I'm sure that this place really holds its own with any other place on the planet.
So Clay got two cuts, and so will Michael. Here he is with one more off the Ottawa Sessions, and it's one of his favorite songs off that album. This is the tune Forgotten Space. Dig it. Thank you.
This is Mike Pagan in Kansas City, and you're listening to Neon Jazz with your host, Joe Dimino. Thank you.
That was modern jazz pianist Joe Albany with the 2008 tune What's New off his CD At Home. To this day, Joe is one of the very few white pianists to have played bebop with Charlie Parker. He's right out of Atlantic City, New Jersey, and he studied piano as a child. And when he grew up, he began working on the West Coast in Benny Carter's orchestra. And then it was in 1946 that he played with Parker and a very young and green 20-year-old Miles Davis. But his story turned sour, as it did for many jazz cats in the jazz world at the time. During the 50s and 60s, he was battling a heroin addiction or living in seclusion in Europe. From the sultry vocals of Carol Stevens, we give you the 1957 tune Satin Doll, next on Neon Jazz.
Christine Jensen checking in with Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
Times have changed, and we've often rewound the clock since the Puritans got a shot when they landed on Plymouth Rock. If today any shock they would try to stem, instead of landing on Plymouth Rock would land on them. In olden days, a glimpse of stocking was looked on as something shocking. Now heaven knows anything goes. Good authors too, who once knew better words, now only use four-letter words. Writing prose, anything goes. The world has gone mad, and good's bad today, and black's white today, and day's night today. Guys today that women prize today are just silly gigolos. So though I'm not a great romancer, I know that I'm bound to answer when you propose. Anything goes. The world has gone mad, and good's bad, and black's white, and day's night. Guys today that women prize today are just silly gigolos. So though I'm not a great romancer, I know that I'm bound to answer when you propose. Anything goes. Anything goes.
That was jazz singer Chris Connor with the 1956 tune, Anything Goes. Born with the name Mary Lutzenheiser, right out of Kansas City, Missouri, she began her music journey on the clarinet through junior high and high school. When her mom died young at the age of 45, young Mary moved in with her older sister and took over the responsibilities of raising her. From there, she sang publicly for the first time in 1945 at the Jefferson City Junior College's graduation. After the positive response she received from the audience, she decided to pursue a singing career full-time. She initially stayed in KC, but eventually moved on to New York City with the intention of having a glamorous career. And she did just that, singing with the finest in the business over the years. She made her final recordings in the early 2000s, and she made it all the way to the age of 81. From a man that knew how to entertain over the years as the famous honeymooner and a lover of UFOs, and also a man that released over 20 jazz albums in his life, here's Jackie Gleason in 1957 with the tune You're Driving Me Crazy off the Velvet Brass LP.
I listen to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
That was German-born, Vancouver Island-raised, and Wisconsin-based jazz pianist Johannes Wallman with the tune Wookiee's Groove off his 2015 album, The Town Musicians. So, in 12 years in New York City and 5 years in Oakland, he has established himself as a skilled and creative composer of complex yet highly engaging music. More specifically, the music of his new quintet release, The Town Musicians, is shaped by the sounds of the places he has called home. The rhythmic pulse of New York and Oakland meets the rugged coasts of the Pacific Northwest and opens expanses of the Midwest. Coming at you next on this hour of Neon Jazz is the combo of saxophonist Curtis Amy and trumpeter Dupree Bolton with the 1962 song Katanga next on the show.
Thank you.
That was jazz bassist and composer Mario Pavone with his tune Suitcase in Savannah. That's a great name. Off his 2015 CD Blue Dialect. The honor of taking the curtain call on this hour of Neon Jazz is finally here. The great saxophonist, composer, and bandleader Charlie Barnett with the 1967 tune Rabble Rouser. And it's with that we thank you for tuning into a show featuring one of America's finest inventions, jazz. And thanks to my good friend, show engineer, the best rabble rouser in these broadcast parts around here, the Neon Beats, Mr. John Christopher.
It's Miller time.
Like what you heard, let us know. We'd love to hear from you out there in Radioland. You can always reach us at neonjazzkc@gmail.com. We would dig it the most. Okay, until next time, enjoy the music, my friends.
Neon Jazz.